It's almost 9 in the morning as Perry Mason waits outside Della Street's apartment building, looks impatiently at his watch. And now...
Will you ring Miss Street's apartment, please?
Here she is now, sir.
Oh,
Chief.
Yes, what happened, Ellie? You oversleep?
No, I've been speaking to, Lieutenant Halverson phoned me.
You?
Yes, he tried to reach you, but you were on your way over. Come on, I'll tell you what he said in the car.
No, let's hear it now.
Well, Halverson's been to the jail and spoken to Francis Riley.
And?
Yes, according to Halverson.
All right, I'll get details later. Did Riley say that my hunch is correct?
Oh, on the button.
All right, let's walk over to the phone booth.
Going to put Paul Drake to work?
This minute. The quicker we start, the quicker we'll find that mystery girl.
Uh-huh.
And the quicker we find her, the quicker we'll get our hands on the guy who represents the syndicate. You got a dime, Della?
I'll look.
Maybe we can wind this up fast.
Well, you really think so, Chief?
Why not? The girl knows the syndicate man. He knows other syndicate members, so all we have to do first is find the girl.
I can't even find a dime. I'll have to get you some change at the lobby desk.
No, I've got a quarter.
Well, I'll get it changed for you.
No, never mind. This call is worth a quarter.
Well, the man Perry Mason hopes to find is now within a few miles of Perry's office. The man's name is Gus Jansen. Gus is about to go inside the nightclub, which Gordy Weber will operate for the syndicate. Now, as Gus heads for the entrance, he sees a lovely red-haired girl trying to open the massive, heavily decorated front door.
Good morning.
Oh.
Trouble?
They told me to be here at 9 o'clock, but the door is locked.
Well, that isn't very nice of them. You sure it's locked?
Yes. See? I can't find a bell either. I suppose we'll just have to wait. At least it's a pretty morning.
But cold. We might freeze to death before they find us.
I hope not.
We'll have to ration the food and water.
Oh, of course.
And no matter how hungry and thirsty we get, we'll only eat half a biscuit and drink 2 sips of water a day.
Oh, I'll be very brave.
Oh, so will I. I'll give you some of my food and water without letting you know it's mine. My name is August Jansen.
I'm Kate Beekman.
Hello, Miss Beekman.
Hello, Mr. Jansen.
And I'm very glad to meet you. But that doesn't get us inside.
We could build a fire for a smoke signal.
Well, let's try this. After you, Miss Beekman.
You had a key all the time.
But if I'd unlocked it right away, we couldn't have played Castaway. Don't you like to play Let's Pretend, Miss Beekman?
Are you going to work here, Mr. Jansen?
In a way, I'm an associate of the gent who runs the place, Gordon Weber.
Oh, I know.
You know Gordy?
Yes.
You two real good friends?
Oh, no, we're not really friends. Mr. Weber was going to give me a job dancing.
You a dancer?
I was, but I was injured in an accident. Well, to make a long story short, I can't dance anymore, and Miss Helen Powers, the dance director and booking agent? Well, Miss Powers will train me to be a dance director after I've had some practical experience. Oh, what a beautiful place.
You like it?
Oh, it's lovely.
Well, you should see some of the places in Vegas.
Where?
Las Vegas. They'd make this look like 2.5 or maybe 3 cents. Come on, Gordy's office is this way.
I can't imagine how any place could be more beautiful. What are those men doing?
Finishing the floor. We're almost ready to open.
I'm glad. I want to start working.
We go in here. And that's the door to the office, then.
Just go in?
Sure. Katie! Come on in. Close the door behind
you. I'll close the door, Gordy.
Oh. You're out bright and early. You met him, Katie?
Yes.
Miss Beekman and I were marooned outside the front door.
And Mr. Jansen gallantly came to my rescue.
What are you talking about? Don't try to figure it out. The door was locked. Yeah? I told Joe to watch the door. Just wait till I tell that guy. Hey, Joe! Joe, where are you? I'll give him an earful when
Quit swinging your weight around, kid.
What?
I said quit showing off. Nobody's impressed.
You know, you must have got cold outside, Gus. Don't you think he looks cold, Katie? There's a bottle of scotch in the cupboard, Gus. Help yourself.
No, thanks.
Go on, Gus. I can guess how bad you want to drink.
Gus really likes it, Katie. I mean, he really likes it. Gus likes to crawl right inside the bottle.
Have a stick of gum, Miss Beekman?
No, thank you.
Oh, yeah, Gus chews gum now. He's been out west for his health, if you know what I mean. But he's itching to get back inside that bottle. I'll see you in a few minutes, Gus.
Take your time.
I want to talk to Miss Beekman.
Well, go right ahead.
There's a message for you in the other office.
Yeah?
You'll find it on top of the desk.
Then I better have a look. Glad to have met you, Miss Beekman.
Thank you, Mr. Jansen.
Yeah, he gets in my hair. Well, never mind now, anyway. All set to go to work?
I guess so, Mr. Weber.
No, now, Katie, you can call me Gordy when we're alone.
We aren't going to be alone, are we, Mr. Weber?
Well, of course, that's up to you, kid, but I thought... Well, we'll see.
Where will I start working?
You report to Mr. Bolin. He's kitchen manager. Start learning the ropes in the back. And when we start booking the entertainment, you'll help with rehearsals in the dressing room and so on.
I'm anxious to get started.
Yeah, well, sure. But take it easy, Kate. Don't try too hard. And if you got any questions or anything's bothering you, you come straight to Gordy, okay?
Thank you, Mr. Weber.
I almost forgot. You get your parents' permission to work here?
Yes.
You didn't tell your old man I'm running the place, huh?
No, I didn't tell him. If I had, he wouldn't let me.
Yeah, I wish your dad didn't feel like he does about me, but he'll learn someday. He'll see what a real friend I am. Now, you remember what I said, Kate. If anything or anybody bothers you, you tell Gordy. Particularly him.
Mr. Jansen?
Well, now, I don't like to talk behind a guy's back, and I wouldn't say a word if I didn't like you.
He seemed very nice.
The guy's poison. Don't have a thing to do with him for your own good, Katie.
Why?
You can't trust him. There's guys you can trust. Real friends, like me. And then there's guys like Gus you can't trust. I'm just giving you a tip for your own good.
Fatherly advice, Gordy. I didn't see the message.
Yeah, well, I guess you didn't look good enough. Go take another look around.
I'll wait and show Miss Beekman the place.
She don't need you to show her.
Just the same.
And besides, I got something to tell you. Katie, you go find Mr. Bolin.
Yes, Mr. Weber.
Yeah. Oh, and later on, you better speak to Tony, Miss Fasina. Tony's in charge of entertainment. You'll be working with her.
I'll see you later, Miss Beekman.
Yes.
Gus. Nix.
What do you mean, Nix?
The girl.
Miss Beekman? She's a very attractive girl.
I'm going to tell you once so you'll understand.
I usually catch on the first time. Have a stick of gum, Gordy.
Leave her alone.
You telling me, kid?
Yeah.
You got a reason, or are you just slinging your weight again?
I weigh lots more than I used to.
And when you get twice as heavy, you'll still be a lightweight.
Leave the girl alone, Gus.
I asked if you got a reason.
I could give you reasons. I could say JT's got an interest.
JT's girl? You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not anything. This is what I could say. I could say JT's got an interest, so keep away from her. But I'm not telling you he has, and I'm not telling you anything but keep away from her. Now, get it through your head, Gus. I'm the man now. I give the orders. You're all washed up and all the guys know it, but you. Get wise to yourself, jerk.
Be careful, Gordon.
I said get wise to yourself, jerk. You come charging back to town like everything's peaches and cream, like everything is just the way it used to be. But it's changed, Gus. JT's got no time for you.
He sent for me to come back.
To come back and help me. So starting as of right this minute, forget you ever saw her.
Call me when JT
come
gets
back
here.
Uh-uh.
I've got to see how my new friend, I'm talking about Miss Beekman, how she's getting along. Get out of my way, Gordy.
Okay, jerk, okay, if this is the way it's got to be.
Put up the knife, Gordy.
I'm going to put it up. I'm going to put it right up to the handle. You've been asking for this ever since you got back. Okay, Gus, you're going to get it.
Gordy Weber's little, but he's also dangerous. Gordy could put Gus Jansen forever beyond Perry Mason's reach if he isn't stopped. What do you think is going to happen? You'll join us tomorrow, won't you?